You're listening to KNKX, and Seattle is getting its first woman mayor since the 1920s. Former U.S. Attorney Jenny Durkan has a large lead over her opponent, Carrie Moon. And as 88.5's Ashley Gross explains, women will now likely hold the top office in 3 out of 4 of Washington State's biggest cities.
Vancouver, Washington is set to get its first woman mayor, and Tacoma may get its second woman mayor in a row. If those early results hold up, only Spokane, out of the top 4 biggest cities in the state, will have a male mayor.
I think it's about time.
That's Amy Okerlander. She's likely the next mayor of the city of Duval in northern King County. She says more women have been motivated to run for office this year, including for city council in Duval.
Some of those people ran partly because of what was going on nationally and partly because of a fear of a loss of women's rights and not having equal rights when it comes to reproductive health, child care, medical care, etc.
Of course, women politicians in Washington state are nothing new. Washington was the first to have women in both U.S. Senate seats and the governor's office. Kelly Linville became mayor of Bellingham in 2012 after a long career in the legislature. She says even today she encounters out-of-date assumptions.
There are people that still, because I'm the first woman mayor, still put their hand out to shake my husband's hand when they're being introduced to the mayor of Bellingham, which embarrasses him and makes me laugh.
Linville says she simply sticks out her hand and introduces herself as mayor. She says it's an opportunity to help educate people about their own bias. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.